Hello, ballers. Welcome back to our latest episode of Ballers in Pajamas. We are in the Champions League round of 16, the second round of first leg. We have the first round already completed. So the second set is set to be played tomorrow. And the remaining eight teams will look to get the advantage first in the first leg itself. And there are some quite interesting fixtures here. I mean, they're not so and going to be like, they don't sound to be entertaining, but they seem to be really, really interesting as it sounds. So starting off with Chelsea hosting Lille at Stamford Bridge and Villarreal hosting Juventus. So we'll start off with Chelsea. They, after the second draw of the Champions League round of 16 took place, Chelsea were lucky the second time. And when they drew Lille again, in the second round. And so, Nivar, what do you think? I mean, they are so lucky. I mean, the defending champions have got an easy upper hand walking into the second, walking into the round of eight. Like, it's going to be a cakewalk with Lille struggling in League One.
Leave about Lille here, because it's evident that once they won the League One, their top players will be snapped up by good top clubs again. And it happened. Like, we have seen how it happened with Monaco and Leicester once. Well, you know, just Liverpool or Lille here. So we'll go to Chelsea. I mean, did you observe one thing? They have been actually struggling a lot from November, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
they are struggling still, to score goals.
See,
exactly.
Yeah, the worst thing, I mean, the good thing for them is, though they're struggling, that someone else is turning up at some crucial moments. I mean, they literally took the Club World Cup final to extra time. I mean, considering that they are the teams with one of the top players, they still struggled. Even in semi-finals, they didn't do that great. Well, the reasons being, Tuchel was not there with the team that time for the semi-finals, but he joined the team. But still, even the other day, Lukaku only had 7 touches in the entire game. That's the least ever since Opta started recording the stats. I mean, that's pretty bad. I mean, your striker getting to touch the ball only 7 times in the entire game. That includes one from kickoff. But still, I mean, you have to appreciate Chelsea here, because they are somehow grinding the results out. Somehow they're doing it. And they're turning up. They're still in top four and comfortable in top four with no other, you know, with no fifth team catching up to them right away. But still, I mean, I'm not that optimistic that how it will be if they face a bigger team like Real Madrid or PSG in the next round. Well, coming to this draw, I think they have an easy, as you mentioned, that they drew Lille twice back when the, you know, the draw was made. Well, I mean, still Lille is a very small team comparatively. They are struggling in Ligue 1 right now. Well, it's fair win for Chelsea. I mean, it's an easy win for Chelsea unless they plan to screw their things up.
Chelsea have already had a good record against Lille. I mean, yeah, they had a nil-nil draw, I guess, or a 3-3 draw way back in 2018, I guess, when they had travelled to Lille and... The Lille are a team, you know, who will not give in so easily. I mean, they honestly, they would be thinking they are sitting 11th in League One right now. They are out of the French Cup also. And they have absolutely nothing to lose. So, you know, they can go out and, you know, be the, say, the underdogs and, you know, go and try and challenge Chelsea, because Chelsea are obviously struggling against in the Premier League as well. You know, they are just merely winning by one, a solitary goal or something, you know, at the very end or something like that. And even in the Club World Cup, as you mentioned, they won at the extra time. So, yeah, there's nothing to lose. So, Lille have absolutely nothing to lose. It will be all, actually, Chelsea will be kind of not under pressure, but obviously they have a title to defend. And they can't take any fixture lightly as of now. So, moving on from Chelsea to Lille, Chelsea and Lille, we'll go to the second fixture. Villarreal hosting Juventus. It's going to be a very exciting fixture, I guess. Villarreal is a team, you know, who are obviously struggling to score goals, but they are a very attacking team. Juventus, on the other hand, they don't want to, you know, they don't like to concede too many goals, and they have a pretty good defense. And it's going to be an evenly tie, I feel, you know, with both of them, you know, struggling like to keep up with the pace in the respective leagues. Villarreal has a like poor goal scoring record right now, and Juventus, if they win 2-3, they suddenly again start losing games or drop points at crucial intervals. So, Nihar, what do you reckon of this tie? It's a very, very interesting tie, you feel, Villarreal hosting Juventus in the round of 16.
So, Villarreal, I mean, their Main goal scoring option is Gerard Moreno, but without him during the first stages, I think they did pretty well, you know, in qualifying. And coming, well, I mean, see, it's a tricky time, man. I mean, we really can't say an outright win now, but as you mentioned, Juventus are also defensively strong. But at the same time, Juventus are actually struggling to score many, though Vlahovic's inclusion is a good thing, but still.
Mehar, don't, one second, don't forget that Villarreal have beaten Atalanta at Atalanta's home by 3-2. So, you know, Atalanta are a more tricky team than Juventus, if you can see. Like, they are in
see,
top tier fighting.
Point, see, yeah. Atalanta is more like, how to tell you, like, they don't defend. They are more like, you know, best, better version of Leeds United. They don't give a fuck about defending at all. They just want to attack, attack, attack. They don't mind letting in one or two goals. But Juventus are not like that. They would rather take a 1-0 victory than 3-1 or 3-2, right? They just don't want to concede, but they'll be happy with one goal lead. But again, you know, see, we have seen the trend, how it's happening the last weekend, how Real Madrid playing the shittiest game, you know, by their standards at Parc des Princes. I mean, they were so bad and the away team just trying to get a clean sheet back home. You know, a nil-nil draw heading into home with, you know, that home advantage. Even if it goes to extra time, they'll have the extra 30 minutes with extra home advantage or whatever it is. Well, you know, whatever strategy UEFA planned out didn't work. But I really hope tomorrow's game will be, like, actually entertaining at least. But again, seriously, man. I mean, see, Villarreal, you really can't push them on. They are known to bite big teams away. But they do lose to small teams anyway. So we never know. So anything can happen. But I do think Villarreal can take 2-goal advantage tomorrow or something. I think it will be done because they can actually defend like very stingy. If they want, they can actually defend like way crazy. And Juventus, we know how they struggle to break the lines.
Villarreal, you know, they beat United when they didn't allow Man United to score goals, absolutely, and they won the famous final also.
That's the
and
point. They have
qualified for the round of 16 to, yeah.
Exactly. The first round advantage they get, the second round will be like hellish for Juventus to turn it back because Juventus are very bad right now in terms of breaking the lines and Villarreal can actually
agreed, but
them for
you
that.
Know, Nihar, the best part is that Juventus, however, they might be struggling in the Supercoppa Italia or say the Serie A, but the Champions League, they are a whole different team. Apart from that 4-0 loss to Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, they were a whole different team. They won 5 games and had 15 points and even topped their group. So, you know, they play something else only in the Champions League. Now, coming into the Rockhaus, they would still find themselves a bit, I guess, lucky. And, you know, they might be having a little less pressure seeing a kind of a Villarreal, a team who has, like, not qualified in the Champions League since, like, many years. So, obviously, they will not take the team lightly, of course. But it will be still, they will be having an upper advantage, I guess, Juventus.
Oh, well, obviously, I mean, going with the names, we have to say Juventus, you know, have to give them a bit,
as favorites. Yep.
Favorable prediction,
yeah,
but
these days you really, really know. Really don't know these days what can happen in football. Anyway, so moving on, we'll go to the third fixture, which is Benfica hosting Ajax, and I guess this more looks like a dead rubber to me, considering Ajax's form in the Champions League, and they've not only Champions League but the entire form this season. They and their match statistic is that they have just conceded 10 goals, and it is absolutely like. And they have scored over 103 or 104 goals already this season, which is like still like games to be completed. And they are on the course to win another league title. And I guess 1 foot already in the quarterfinals. I don't see like Benfica having too many answers for them because Ajax are a very strictly organized team. And they have their own statistics and mind plan and mindset. And I really don't think Benfica would stand a big chance also against a very, very bland Ajax team. What do you say, Nihar? I guess dead rubber, right?
Listen, I think Benfica is a team actually which plays to its opponent's weakness rather than its own strengths. I mean, that's how they screwed Barcelona. Coming to Camp Nou, they knew that Barcelona needed something out of this 3 points at least to get into the next round. They knew what to do and they defended like anything at Camp Nou. And well, you know, coming to the point, what I'm making is like Ajax is not exactly in a good state right now. I mean, the results are good, but the manager is not exactly in the great state for the last 2 weeks, considering that his very close friend and the one who he actually loves to work with, Overmars, is kind of sacked by Ajax due to one scandal, you know, that he was sending some messages to the female staff or something. So Overmars left, and Ten Hag is not exactly that comfortable right now at Ajax. Well, these are the things, you know, which will actually affect you on the field at the last moment. I mean, what if the manager is not in the right mind? So, you know, if Benfica might can try to trigger that or do something like different, like crazy, and try to score one on counter, or, well, that's the only way I can see, you know, Benfica winning, considering the way they are, both the teams are playing. Other than that, Ajax win should be like a straightforward one, according to me, in both the legs. And there is no way Benfica can stand a chance.
So, coming to the final day of the first leg, we have the much-awaited fixture, probably one of the biggest. Atletico Madrid hosting Manchester United. Cristiano Ronaldo, the biggest nightmare of Atletico. And probably Diego Simeone will be obviously quiet this time in all the press conferences, and even after the maybe the first leg is played, even though he wins 2-0 or 3-0, he will obviously keep his mouth shut until the second leg is played. And obviously, knowing the past history, whatever has happened, when the King has scored 3 to 4 hat-tricks against Atletico Madrid, and obviously playing home and away to Real Madrid and Juventus, of course. So it's going to be a scintillating tie, because Atletico Madrid too are on a very shaky, you know, position in the La Liga table, when they were the fifth, and they are not consistent enough. They have just been winning 3-4 games in the last 10 fixtures. They have been losing at home regularly against smaller teams, where on the other hand, Manchester United are, you know, having problems defensively majorly, because they, even if they score 2 goals, like we saw yesterday itself against Leeds, they score 2 goals, they are conceding very easily. And Leeds United, who are 17th in the league, Premier League table, they caused real problems to the United defense, where they like scored 2 goals in 58 seconds, which is a little bit bother. But what do you think, Neha? This is going to be a very electrifying tie, according to me.
It's going to be boring, if you ask me. I mean, because I don't really rate Atletico's style of play. So whatever match they're involved in, I feel that, oh my God, they are... I don't know, somehow they kill the excitement whenever they play. But yeah, that's one more beauty of the game anyway. Well, this is the tie. I mean, we really can't predict anything right now. I mean, Atletico, as you mentioned, they are sucking right now in the league, and also they are not that great in UCL. I think they've qualified on match day 6. Well, United, though, got dragged by Ronaldo, literally. He literally scored in almost all the games, in every game he played in, and he's the reason why they're in UCL right now, being the table toppers from the group. Well, as you mentioned, again, the Ronaldo factor, which the Simeone should be worried about. But considering the recent form of Ronaldo regarding the setup of Rangnick, I mean, that won't be that much of... I mean, he'll be relieved, at least Simeone, to an extent. But obviously, the Bruno, Pogba, so these players, you really can't sleep on at any point. Coming to Atletico, I mean, considering the way United concedes goals, Suarez can actually punish them. Literally can punish them if he plays like the way he is. But again, you know, he's slow, and Maguire can actually, even Maguire can stop him physically. So, you know, it's like all mind games and everything, but I'm not expecting a great tie tomorrow. And if I think United can actually draw this 1-1 or 0-0, and I can take the game back to Old Trafford and try to win it over there.
So do you think, Nihar, that United are really struggling, you know, finish like killing games at Old Trafford? I mean, smaller teams are, you know, coming in.
Like, until last season under Ole, United were like, remember the second half, they come up like anything. The comebacks used to be like on next level last season, right?
Yep.
But this season, the first half, they play beautiful football, and second half, they seems to be like they are out of gas or stamina or whatever. I mean, I think they impose everything on first half, and second half, they are like out of everything. And whereas Atletico this season literally was like scoring a lot many goals. I mean, the situation right now is bad. It would have been even worse if they hadn't scored those last minute goals. So, I mean, even if United can take a lead tomorrow early, that doesn't mean that Atletico can't get back. And they knew it. I mean, they can actually squeeze United even if they lose the lead. But I think if United can get one goal lead, United shouldn't try to bother too much attacking. I think they should be in the proper defensive shape and try to have that one goal lead. I think that will do all good for them when they go back, when they take the tie back to Old Trafford. And so, Gian, one more thing, if you notice, right, like in how Atletico was missing Griezmann, and I mean, even Suarez was the only prime goal scorer for them. And even the Carrasco was out of the lineup. I mean, he was like, he the band didn't get overlifted. Even Atletico is not exactly perfect right now.
Atletico, so, Madrid are Atletico or Madrid are without Thomas Lemar, they are without Lecomte, they might be without Koke and Carrasco both, because Koke and Carrasco are like partially injured. Obviously, they are training, but they are not, they did not like do the all the training, said they did not attend all the training sessions. Now that is going to be, and it seems, which we have heard from the reports, that Antoine Griezmann and Luis Suarez both would start from the bench against Man United. Now this is a bold move, I guess, for Diego Simeone, because it seems Luis Suarez has picked up a slight knock and Antoine Griezmann has just come back from injury. So obviously both of them are very dicey to play for the full 90 minutes, and that too at home, you know, where you need to take utmost advantage of the first tie and like try and take away the game from the opposition, and your only your main players are missing. So obviously it is a slight advantage to Manchester United, who have a full strength squad with luckily no injuries, and they are like going with a very great confidence with Ronaldo. Will be all eyes on Cristiano Ronaldo, obviously, with Mr. Champions League, who is in some tremendous and a different level form this season in the Champions League. He has like won them games. And yeah, obviously, it'll be all eyes on them. And Sancho also come developing very well. So I guess Man United will be all but fired up.
Jihan, you have to remember one more thing. United should try to win this also. I mean, if they can, they should actually go for a big win, because before next day, they will be playing Spurs, City and Liverpool.
Man City, Liverpool. Yep.
So
yeah,
obviously,
yeah,
the squad will be shaken up, physically be so weak. So we know Simeone can actually hurt you away also, how he did it with Liverpool back then. Because last time Liverpool were having the same kind of issues, the squad was having fatigue issues, injury concerns. So I think United should, as United are not having any injury concerns right now, the Ronaldo factor and Simeone not exactly keeping his prime goal scorers onto the lineup from the very first, I think United should kill the game in first half.
Absolutely, yes, because we don't know, because coming to the City fixture, Liverpool fixture, as you said, you know, based in the likes of Varane, Maguire, Luke Shaw, they all are injury prone and they can go out on long term. Even Paul Pogba went on a long term injury. Luke Shaw was a long term injury prone. So, and luckily with Touchwood, with Ronaldo, we can't play him every single game. So it's going to be a very tricky thing for them. But yeah, they should obviously go and try and kill. They should take most advantage of this first leg. In fact, they have their full
first
strength
half,
squad.
First,
they have in fact
first
fired
half,
up.
Go all out. And second half, defend like anything and don't concede. I think United will take the overall win.
You know, that's the problem.
Even if it's a
the
tie, it will be the overall
Atletico
win for United.
Yeah. The problem with Atletico is that, you know, even if they try coming back, they can't go full out. I have seen that often. They get too, you know, to get too hyped up or something. I don't remember which tie right now. They had come back from 2-0 down. They were 2-2 and Antoine Griezmann was sent off. I guess it was against Juventus, if I'm not wrong, last season. So,
last season he was with Barcelona, right?
No, sorry. So this season only it happened, man. He came.
Yes,
man,
yes. Actually, he scored one and assisted one. I scored two and he got sent off. Yes.
Exactly. One second. I'll tell you which fixture was that against. Was it against Bayern Munich? No.
Liverpool?
Yeah, Liverpool. Correct. That's correct. Yeah. So, yeah, they were nil two down at halftime and they were nil. They 2-0 down by 30 minutes and Griezmann came and scored two, and then like they lost obviously eventually to a controversial penalty. But then yeah, Griezmann got sent off. That was a turning point. You know, they get carried away very easily. So they carried away very easily, and
yeah. Both the teams are just kissing that fourth position. You know, the Champions League final spot. Both the teams are very narrow to it.
But the momentum and, with United is a bit more, you know, because
the manager don't have the pressure anyway that he will be replaced because that's the arrangement anyway for them. But Simeone is actually feeling the heat already, you know, to get the sack by the end of the season. Well, Atletico are not going to sack him in midway. Still, I think momentum United, man. United should at least win or tie this for tomorrow at least. So, Jan, what's the final say on this? What's the final prediction for this?
For the Atletico Madrid tie, I will go for a 2-1 Man United win.
I'm going for... I'm going for 3-2 United win. Or 2-2 draw.
Wow, nice.
United will score, but Ronaldo will score.
So you think Ronaldo on the score sheet?
Even Ronaldo, if he's playing with his eyes closed, he will be on the score sheet. So it's Atletico, so Ronaldo should be there.
What about Benfica Ajax?
Benfica Ajax, maybe I'll give it 2-0 Ajax.
I'll go for a 1-1 draw in the first leg.
Oh, nice. So Chelsea, yeah. Lille.
4-0 win for Chelsea.
I'm going for 3-0 win.
And Villarreal Juventus, I'm going for a 2-2 draw.
Yeah, same thing. Exactly. That's on my mind. I'll go for 2-2 draw.
Yeah, and carrying forward to the second leg, you know, these kind of fixtures I've never seen before or never expected before. They sound maybe like a dead rubber, but you know, it turns out to be a really, really these teams.
Exactly,
like,
these kind of one-sided games makes you get excited. Not the
exactly. You don't know because they have reached this level for the first time after ages, and you don't know how will they perform. So you don't know these underdog teams like Leipzig reached the semifinals twice, Atlanta reaching the quarterfinals. So you know, it's really fun watching these teams come up. And we have different teams every season, so it's fun.
Even Salzburg, you know, almost winning the game against Bayern. I mean, that's like commendable. And they were like almost winning it, except for the last minute goal.
Yeah.
And I guess we can conclude our episode here, guys. So, you know, we will come back with the analysis for the first leg ties by this weekend. So stay tuned and thanks for listening.